Understanding and camaraderie none of them had realized they needed. Samaya had completed the phone app she'd been working on for years and, because she was an overachiever, had also snagged herself a cutie, her co-worker-turned-boyfriend, Daniel Collins. "I won't claim success until I've secured funding for the Just Friends app," Samaya said. "Winning the spot in the showcase gets me one step closer. What about you?" she directed at London. "Fill us in on your project's progress." "I'd rather drink more wine," London signaled her server, who just cleared the table next to theirs. "Can we get another bottle of Prosecco and another order of the combo fajitas?" "I had back-to-back surgeries today," she explained once the server left. "This is my first meal since the banana I ate for breakfast." Equal parts panic and dread clogged in Taylor's throat. She wasn't the best with numbers, but she could handle simple math. With another $30 bottle of wine and 40 more for fajitas, tonight's dinner had just crossed the $200 mark. And that was before tax and tip. Their practice of splitting the bill evenly meant she was looking at $80. That was more than her grocery budget for an entire week. With their six-figure salaries, Samaya and London could easily afford to drop a C-note on a single meal without batting an eye. Meanwhile, Taylor was blocking calls from bill collectors like a thirsty match on Tinder. Hello, Taylor? She startled at London's fingers snapping just inches from her face. What? Shit. If their concerned frowns were anything to go on, they'd been trying to get her attention for some time. I'm sorry, Taylor said. What? I asked about your project. How's it going? No, Samaya interrupted. Before you get into that, you still owe us the full story behind your first and only day at the homeschooling job, and how it ended with you being arrested. Ooh, you're right, London said. Okay, you heard her, lady. Spill it. Taylor dropped her head back and groaned at the deepening purple sky. She would rather cover their entire dinner bill than talk about her humiliating stint in jail. She'd spent less than 3 hours behind bars, but that was long enough to convince her that nothing mattered more than her freedom. She felt claustrophobic just thinking about that holding room. "Didn't we already discuss this?" Taylor asked. "You haven't told us anything except that you ran over a lawn chair with your car," London said. "So what happened?" "Did one of the kids call you ugly? Talk about your mama?" "Oh, stop it. It was nothing like that." "Then what was it?" Samaya asked, her words drenched with concern. "When Daniel and I bailed you out of jail, I could tell you were in no mood to talk, so I didn't ask. But I'm asking now. What happened, Taylor? You said yourself that the opportunity to teach that phys ed class was too good to pass up." Taylor shrugged. "The parents didn't think I was the right person for the job, that's all." "So you ran over one of their lawn chairs?" Samaya asked. "That was a misunderstanding." The server returned with a second bottle of Prosecco and another steaming platter of fajitas. Taylor prayed the arrival of more bubbly would steer their attention away from her. She should have known better. "Explain the misunderstanding," London said as she topped off their glasses. "How'd things go from, sorry, you're just not the right fit for the job, to, bitch, you better get out of that chair if you don't want tire marks up your ass?" Samaya and Taylor both burst out laughing. "Yeah, it sounds as if we're missing a few details," Samaya said, dabbing at tears of mirth with her dinner napkin. "Didn't you curse out one of the kids, too?"
"I never cursed out any kids. However," Taylor continued, "I may have used a few choice words without realizing the kids were just a couple of feet behind me."
She raised her hands in defense.
"I apologize to the kids, but, of course, little Jack or Ted or whatever his name was, went tattling to his mom."
"And the lawn chair?" London asked.
"It was a mistake. I was backing out of the driveway, which was long and winding and not the easiest thing to navigate when you're upset because you just lost out on a job."
Her shoulders sagged.
"I didn't even see the chair. I explained it to the police officer and the parents even backed me up on that. They knew I didn't purposely roll over the chair."
It was just her freaking luck that a police cruiser happened to be driving by as she backed over that stupid piece of lawn furniture.
"Besides, I wasn't arrested because of the chair. I was arrested because my car had an expired license plate tag, and I had a few unpaid parking tickets. More like a dozen. But who was counting? Well, other than the city of Austin." Now that she thought about it, luck had been on her side. She'd gotten off easy, only having to pay a fine along with the unpaid parking tickets. Sure, she'd maxed out her MasterCard, but it was worth it to get out of that stank-ass jail cell. "I also didn't lose out on the job because I rolled over the lawn chair," she admitted. Taylor sucked in a deep breath and released it. This was the part that left a sour taste in her mouth whenever she thought about it.